Greg, you know she's putting all these on the sets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the fourth day. Shall we sit at surrender chair? After a moment's silent meditation. God,
grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Ryan, would you get the coffee?
Well, tradition. Keep what we have, honor with good ones. And just as freedom for the individual comes from the closed set, so does freedom for the group spring from the tradition, our tradition. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than the ties that would tear us apart, all will be well. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon NA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. Four, each group should be autonomous, accept and manage affecting other groups or NA as a whole. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry a message to the addict who is still suffering. Six, an NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related faculties or outside enterprises. Lest property or problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, finding outside contributions. And forever non-professional, but our service center employs special workers. Nine, NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. NA has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always remember personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Doc. Okay. In front of you, you all have an agenda that came out of what we were doing yesterday. Probably got a different agenda tomorrow, but this is the way things look like they're developing. Okay. First of all, we got to outline the rest of the chapters from the white booklet information. Then we got to do our clip and paste separation, and then try and see if we can get this into some flow, even flowing, or in a book style. Those are the three things that we think that we might be able to accomplish at this conference. So without further ado, I want to read this. To the committee. This came in the mail today. I'd like to support you in your books. I've had my story for some time. I was going to give it to Ed, but couldn't find him before we left. We went to a meeting at the NA clubhouse hoping to see someone going to Nebraska. I hope it isn't too late for you to consider my story. I've always had a fantasy of being an author because I write poetry. This has been my closest offer to helping people that way. I really believe that NA is just beginning to grow, and that's beautiful. I love you all for what you're giving me. I know this is probably late, therefore I have no great promises to make. I hope your conference goes well. Guess what? Our group starts September 16th, Monday at 8 p.m. Isn't that fantastic? We're looking at it very positively. Thanks to the support of other NA group regions, it's only through the grace of God, after 3 years of trying, now here it is. I'm super excited about it. I love it too. If you have any news that would help us, we'd appreciate it. We've got literature and stuff. When the big book does come out, please let us know. Again, best of wishes on your conference. I know it's very important for a lot of people. It might be their only exposure to NA. I hope to see you in Oklahoma sometime for a meeting or to speak. I hope to be able to put a token bid in for Oklahoma for 1983. Do you think I could get support? Also, I need the names of the states for the regions. We're not in any region yet, as you all know. That will change. Thank you and God bless from an addict friend in Del City, Oklahoma. Just thought it would be nice to share that. There are people all over the fellowship that care a lot about fellowship and are supporting us. Most of them we're not even aware of. But there are people everywhere keeping their fingers crossed and doing some praying. That makes our job a whole lot easier. Okay. Does anybody have any announcements at this time? The things that should be known right now before we get going? Or should we just get into it?
How are we setting on supplies? So,
hi, Phil.
Or a drug pusher so I can stay clean.
Well, thank you. Glad to have you. All right. In the center of this table are a stack of things that say, what is Narcotics Anonymous program? Out of our white booklet. Somebody hand them out, and we're going to break it down and see what we can come up with as far as a few topic headings in which we can sort our material to. Read it over once right now, so you become re-familiarized with it, and it's really fresh. Everybody ready? Okay. What's the first idea?
Fellowship.
Fellowship and society. Okay?
Fellowship. Shouldn't it be fellowship with recovered addicts?
No. Not all of us are recovered.
For recovery.
How would you agree with that? Should be a lot of things, but will this key word give it to us?
Yeah.
All we need is enough to select.
Just one key word.
Yes.
One title. Sure, there's probably A through Z 14 times here in reality.
That's what the next sentence says. It says, we are recovered addicts and we try to really help each other stay clean.
Okay.
So that's why I said the fellowship of recovering addicts. So that's what the next sentence says.
Okay.
Fellowship whom drugs have become a major problem.
Together to pay. Okay. What comes next? Go right here. Complete abstinence from all drugs. Let me throw out words that are coming.
Honest desire to stop using.
Honest desire. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a story that goes behind that. In the traditions, it just says desire. Originally, in both fellowships, it said honest desire. Some people identified very strongly with the honest part of it. Some people said bullshit, and there was a big division. And then they decided, we don't fight battles, so we'll put them both in. Okay? Desire is the key word, sure.
Also, this honest desire, because as I understand it, he said that we have a more serious disease, and only an honest desire was
things that really give us recovery. And we don't judge, so it's set to...
That's down a little.
...and to remember to raise
the dead. We may have to raise
the dead. ...and whether they had mice or that or not.
We're just right now getting all
the... It's better to lay the truth on the land. Someone's failed. ...and then it says I'm going to die. That's why it says...
About open-mindedness?
Just briefly. Instead of fighting the battle, we put in the book both ways.
Okay. So it's just desire. That's why I underlined desire.
No, I'm talking about not back then. I'm talking about right now. And right now, the interest where I'm from is that we follow the tradition which says the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. Now, we can't, not in connection with desire, because it says in our third tradition what we do is a desire to stop using. Not an honest desire, not a serious desire. But the part about honesty, you can talk about honesty and just make it the whole topic of the whole book if you like. But connecting it with honest desire is a violation of our third tradition.
No,
you
want to
talk about it being an honest program or an honest 12-step work or honest whatever, that's fine. But connecting honest with desire is a violation of the third tradition.
If you don't connect honest with desire, Dean, you're going to die.
That's not so.
You're going to be bullshitting yourself.
I'm trying to save an addict's life.
So am I.
Fine. Okay? And I'm saying that taking it out of desire is not going to interfere with anybody's recovery or be a roadblock to somebody making the program, because the rest of the booklet's going to talk about how it works, and that's all honesty. I'm saying to hook it up with desire, though, it's throwing up a roadblock that would kill me.
Can I interject something? Go on. Go ahead.
What we're trying to do is outline the whole book in an hour and a half, working outline. The words are important, and that was a very valid input for finalizing and getting it right. But please let us proceed and get the outline established.
That's going to be still there at
it's
the
taken
end of the
as much time to discuss a point that is not going to show in the final breath.
There's no.
It has to establish this much of outline.
There's no saying that it won't show there.
Yeah, but the only input that is appropriate right now is listing those topics. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, fine. I feel that. Honestly,
otherwise, we all have points of view. I'm submerging my points of view, my personal and area points of view, so that I can serve this group. And everybody here has been asked to pray for God to remove self-will and ego, so they can do the footwork. It's not fine if you keep bringing up things that are out of order. if they're out of order, then they stop the wheels. The wheels, you've got 20 people waiting while a detailed analysis is being done. It's inappropriate. It's out of order.
I move that we strike honest from connection with desire on the board right now.
Well, frankly, my dear, I don't give a fuck, you know. Strike it or leave it. Let's proceed without it.
Okay, I want to be conscious on striking you from desire right now.
Leave that to the group.
That's right.
What about
now? I'd like to
leave it to the group and let's move on.
If you're going to leave it to the group, we need a motion and a second, and I'll have a discussion.
What if
I have something I'd like to bring up? I don't know how many are aware of it. How many people have gone into plastic centers and they're wrong in there? Plastic centers.
What plastic centers?
You go in, okay. It takes an hour and a half. $10 The way I read in the newspaper, they just don't have enough of what they want to do. What they are simply taking is pus. Now, pus is something that is not good for inoculation.
Thanks. What is that for the subject?
Well, basically, to me, it is hepatitis.
Thanks.
I'm Joey, and I'm an alcoholic. What about compromising with the honesty and quitting this attempt
to make an honest?
All we're writing is top headings, man. We're not even doing anything that relates to family, draft material at all. Just the basis for selecting material.
Hey,
make a motion.
Set the motion that we vote whether to keep an honest desire, honest or misdesire.
Right.
Now we need discussion.
Discussion.
I think the degree of desire.
I'm allowed the privilege of talking first.
As chairman, I would like to limit your discussion to 3 minutes. Pro and con.
Thank you. I'm bringing this up not because I have one interest either way. I have so many people talking to me about honest desire, and I know people in here has one, that just having desire is honesty at that moment. And to go further than that is to destroy just the delicate desire itself. That desire at that moment is honesty. That's an honest desire. Just having the desire to stop at that moment. In our traditions, it's not even included, so it's a violation of the traditions to hook up the two. I'm saying that there's plenty of room in our book to talk about honesty and the importance of it. But to put it together with desire could destroy addicts.
Pro honesty.
Can I say something?
Well, no, I must, according to our procedures that Dean has so kindly pointed out, I must take a pro statement. Maximum 3 minutes.
To me, it's on a moot point at this stage.
Okay, since there is no pro statement, I will call for the vote. All in favor of leaving
honesty in our, what is in a section?
Raise your hand.
What is the motion? The motion of leaving here.
Okay. All in favor of removing honesty from what is the Narcotics Anonymous program? Raise.
I have to say one thing.
Sorry, you're out of order. Sorry, you're out of order. Okay. Well, we can't right now. I'll call on you.
I'm not talking about
honesty is the degree of desire.
Order, please. No comment on a point of clarification.
By the way, Dean, you're really not supposed to make a point of clarification. Only someone else in the
party.
I appreciate that.
I call for the vote. All those, and I'll paraphrase your restatement. All those in favor of erasing the word honesty from the blackboard?
Not from the blackboard, just from connection with desire.
Okay. From removing the connection between honesty and desire on the board here. Raise your hand. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Plurality is to leave it. Does anyone challenge the voting procedure?
I don't. I'm challenging
very often.
Okay. The next sentence is, there are no musts in NA. We suggest you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Musts, open-mindedness.
Suggest.
Yeah.
Suggest.
Go ahead, just
that's
call
word.
It out.
I think just suggest is important too.
Okay. Okay, there are three key words in that sentence. Suggest. Open mind. Oh, musts, no musts, suggests, and open mind. Okay, what's going to be our key thing that pointed out here?
Open mindedness.
Well, the next paragraph says there's no strings attached to NN. And so it's like those two tied together. There are musts, no strings.
I think it's no must, maybe you could put no rules for the next one or something like that.
Okay, no must. We'll put an open mind here. So, no strings.
How about suggestions along with open mind? No musts, but suggestions.
Actually, there's an important point about the nature of our quote about what is NA being a set of principles. We're leaving out by doing it this way.
Ask a quick question.
Yes,
when it says that traditions, third tradition doesn't mention honesty. Would the connection between honesty and desire, once something is printed and put together, be a violation of the traditions? Because we don't even say it in our tradition.
Okay. As a trustee, I can give an opinion.
Sure.
I don't feel it would, because the traditions are the guides for our groups. They're a living, they're an action guide. In other words, what that tradition was saying is that we cannot limit a person coming in as long as they have a desire to stop using. Any kind of desire to stop using. The honest desire in the first part, my understanding, is an editorial thing. I don't see the connection between the two persons. I do, but I don't feel as though there would be a violation. Let's look at this. We've got the no strings. How are we going to put in defining the program as a set of principles? No must. Comes behind here. Maybe suggested
principles?
Yeah.
Suggested only. Oh, how about principles that NA is the principles that make our recovery possible?
Well, we're looking just for short. This is too much right here.
That'd be every count words.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, let's look back at this. We're putting down keywords, we're not putting down what it's saying.
Yeah.
Okay. This is
all I did was define a definition. Even these two can put together as who can come who. Right? Because since you're both talking about who can come, you know, who is considered it, not who can come, but who is considered, who we are. We are people involved in complete abstinence. We are people involved in having honest desire, or a desire to refer. Maybe just the word who would be all right for our purposes here today. And
yeah. Who would take in word three, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, shall I change that and just put the who and the little things behind it? Fellowship, goal, and membership?
I suggest we have a description in there of what the various meetings are like.
That's not in here. That's in there. That's in the bottom. We're just trying to work out a working thing. You know, we're just trying to set up. This is part of the problem. Right now, let's not do any editorializing here. All we're trying to do is set up our categories into which to plug. Okay.
Well, then I have some suggestions. They fall in a little later, so.
Okay, so hold them back. Yeah. Okay, what about this beginning? We're still on that first paragraph.
How about just who, then?
Okay, let me. Can we start over?
Great.
Yeah. Okay, I would say the first idea is tomorrow. Okay. The second idea, there are a couple of sentences here we're getting into. This is a program of complete abstinence from drugs, the only one requirement. Keeping an open mind. That's all a requirement. What are our requirements? What do we require? We require
that what the program is requires it.
Yeah, that which the program is. Our program, these are some things that we live by.
Yeah.
And we can combine all of those into an idea, and that would include there's only one requirement for membership, the honest desire to stop using, complete abstinence. There are no musts, but we should be keeping an open mind. And then the last one would be working principles.
I would like to, with the principles, I'd like to add something about daily lives, kind of tie that in.
Again, it'll be added in what we read. See, this is just, we're just setting up the categories on how we're going to cut it up.
Uh-huh, good. Okay.
Right? Okay, so the next one would be prerequisites? No. What word? When you guys think of a word that would combine these three ideas, complete abstinence, the honest desire, or the desire, and the open mind? Expectations?
Well, here, to stay straight, that's how we stay straight.
What's a word that I can put up here?
Goals?
There's necessities?
The state of being that we're talking about. Having the environment and desiring readiness for change.
Readiness? What word can I put up here?
That's not who we are. That's the one seeking recovery, really.
Yeah.
Maybe in that order.
Recall.
Yeah, NA is a
how about
bunch of addicts seeking recovery.
Yeah. Well, we're already, who are we? We've already talked about who are we. Maybe the next one is what do we expect?
Maybe just simply.
I think this is a is. This is
needs.
A is.
Yeah, there it is.
Needs.
This bottom. Is all a list of direct objects, you know.
Yeah.
NA
objects.
What objects, what nouns constitute narcotics anonymous? You know?
Yeah, but what can I put here? Is there something that ties those things? Complete absence, desire to stop using.
Clean, what do you need to do?
What you, okay, who we are, what you mean?
What we suggest to do.
Okay, that brings in the word suggest.
What this what it says to me is what is NA? It's okay, we're a group of recovering addicts. But what the rest of the paragraph says is sort of gets you ready for how it works. You know, these are the things that this is how we do.
Yeah. This is written to someone who just got through reading who's an addict.
That's who are you, now we're telling who we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are we? That's already there.
You got positive recovery at all?
I didn't recover.
We're recovering.
Oh, yes. Can we put a thing there?
Back to spiritual principles.
Should we put a thing there that says complete abstinence / honesty / open-mindedness? How about how? That's where that fits. Honestly, open-mindedness, the willingness to try. Alright? That covers it. Complete abstinence of how?
Well, that's what I was saying is spiritual principles, because those three are spiritual in the most practical sense.
Okay. Can we go on? Can we just put how? You know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this make one how it works?
H period, O period, W period.
I'd like to see we practice spiritual principles.
I'm going to really see where that fits right there. Well, I feel it does fit right there.
Reflecting it like
a specific topic.
Like if we say we are in NA, we don't use dope. We practice spiritual principles. We meet regularly. You know, a few things like that.
And practical.
We stretch practicality. But it's a semi-finite just list of things and characteristics of NA members and meetings.
You got to remember.
And fellowship as a whole.
We're talking about.
Okay.
But we're also getting a chance to elaborate.
Everybody, wait a second. Here's how I'm throwing it out. The next part, we have a list, first of all. Complete absence, desire, open mindedness. And then the next thing on here is that's a description of the program. Our program is a set of principles.
I see it as, you know, who we are, what we are, and the next paragraph goes into what we're not.
Just the mystery. The government.
Yeah.
Read the book.
Okay. That sounds good. Jim just had a good one. Who we are, what we are, the next paragraph is what we're not. There are no strings attached.
Yeah. That's,
That sounds
that's
great.
That's about that on the last two.
Who we are, what we are.
Who we are. What we are not.
What we are not.
Yeah. And then what we do. Sort of.
Okay. What about the last paragraph?
I just.
What we do.
I said what we do.
Well, is that what the last paragraph is saying?
Some of it.
This relates a whole lot to the traditions in a way, because like this second paragraph.
Well, these are to a certain extent excerpts.
Yeah.
Practical excerpts. But they're not. You know, they are and they aren't.
Which would really reinforce Dean's point in a way, technically, although the like part is that last we have a chance to elaborate on what we mean when we say it in a shorter manner. You know, it boils down to complete abstinence, but what does that mean when you get your leg cut off in an automobile accident? You know? Like we could say we're not cultists, we're not fanatics.
Yeah, it's not a cult.
We don't proselytize. We don't force our viewpoint on
it's anybody. It's not a religion.
How we can help.
Those spiritual principles got to be a definitive thing.
Well, it is.
But I would, you know, I'm just thinking about all that sorted material in the file folder over there, and all we need is a list to sort by.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Okay, so anything that defines us would go into that.
Well, anything defines us as to who starts out. Because that ties with the who is an addict before. Okay? Anything that goes into what, you know, we are, you know.
I don't know. I think we're just dabbling in pronouns. I think we ought to list a real clear.
Okay.
You don't have to think to do it type of list of just word sequences.
Okay.
Nouns and two or three word phrases.
Let's do it. Start at the beginning. Fellowship or society, are they the first keyword?
In other words, if we list those, then any material that has to do with fellowship or society in the sense of DNA would go into that.
Okay, throw them out.
Okay, fellowship or society.
What's the next one?
I think meet regularly ought to be on there.
Yeah, meet regularly.
Recovering it. Complete abstinence.
Can we just say one requirement?
Huh?
Can we just put one requirement up there?
What?
Just that, one requirement. Everybody knows what the one requirement is.
Okay.
One requirement
for
membership.
How about just membership
requirement? Yeah, put that. Is anything easy they can sort about? That's all we're trying to do is get past that sort.
Anyway,
it's
complete abstinence. What's the next?
No musts.
No musts.
Including honesty.
And love. Concern for the addict who still suffers. Concern for the addict who still suffers. Concern for the addict who still suffers.
Yeah.
You might come up later, but it's still part of this, what is in it.
Yeah,
concerns
should,
and love.
Why should this outline limit
it? It doesn't limit it, just guides.
What is it? Where is it? What is it saying?
That's, I don't know where else it is in here, or if it is in here, but I ought to be concerned for that and still suffers.
Well, the last paragraph of this part is the newcomer, the most important person.
Okay, we'll get to that then.
Well, what comes after no must?
Set of principles.
Okay.
And then what you said a while ago, practical, they work.
Yeah, they work.
Anything that reinforces that, or elaborates, or illustrates.
They work in our daily lives.
No strings.
No strings.
That's going to be, that's
under
gonna
no,
be easy
that's under no
right
mask.
Huh?
That's under no mask.
Well,
yeah.
It's elaborated on, though. It helps us break it down.
Non-affiliation.
It's just working out around the compass.
Well, ain't that with no strings, non-affiliation?
No leaders.
But we're not all put under no strings.
No leaders.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, I'd see that all kind of fitting under.
I think all those no leaders.
Wait a second. There's a very possibility, just like we did yesterday, we're going to bracket some of these.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay?
Real? No dues. No initiation fees.
Why don't you just write the whole paragraph?
No fees.
And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like the, you know, the broader, but this is a good way to do it too. It doesn't really matter.
It'll be broader soon.
Okay. This is no
problem. So that's exclusive too. Exclusive. Never mind.
That's what you're using.
No promises to make.
How about we are not?
Yeah, but we're not.
But leave that up there, because when I'm looking for stuff and I don't know whether it fits there or not, I can look up there and say,
that's
what
you can use this for.
This will be up here.
You have to shake you up here. You make a bunch of sheets and use that one.
Well, that's what I mean. I'll have that sheet there.
You already have it right there, aren't you? Don't you have it, please?
No, wait.
Okay.
I've asked the secretary.
That's much more simple, though.
I have asked the secretary as soon as this.
They're next.
And don't be afraid to move on. We're not going to leave anything out. We're going to get it on.
Not connected with religious or law enforcement groups.
No,
we're through with what we're not.
No
affiliation.
Okay.
No surveillance.
Anyone may join
no
us.
You might just put anybody welcome.
We've already got that.
Although I don't know of any. Yeah, I don't know of any material on that. No surveillance is important, I think.
Yeah, no surveillance.
I know it was for me.
I don't know if it's going to write about
that. So someday we'll have a copy of the sincere desires. Using
spiritual, not religious.
That's good there.
That's good.
Clear.
Spiritual, not religious.
No, I just wonder if there were an item before.
Well, before that, it says anyone may join us regardless.
Membership requirements. Well, we got that.
Okay, that's in there. All right.
Nice.
Okay. Anonymity is the next thing that we're talking about. We're not interested in what or how much we use, who your connections were.
That's the most important part of the program.
Just put anonymity. Because of the broad spectrum.
We're going to do that. We're breaking from the way we're doing it.
We
that's a different format.
Religious.
Okay. Now we're talking about. We're not interested in what you use, how much you use.
We're not interested in more stories, we're interested in covering.
Yeah.
I think we skipped something. I think we ought to have something that anyone can join us.
We have membership requirements already.
I'm just being evaluated on
it.
Isn't the requirements
to...
It'll list that. Anything that has to do with membership requirements, they're elaborating on it here, but just because they're doing that like we will in other places, we don't need that to establish a topic outline.
See, like these here, they're all under no musts.
Right. That's what I said before. I see. Spiritual principles relates to set of principles. We can sort by this. That's how we get.
Can I erase these?
Sort by.
Yeah.
Can I erase these? Anybody object to my erasing all these no's and putting them all under no musts?
Well, why don't you just put
that? Yeah, because all we're going to sort, all we're going to do is sort material by this time.
Well, I would just
and
put
if we're
going
to get done, we're going to have to do very rapidly. Detail stuff comes in the next section, this section here, the third stage.
Okay, I was wrong.
Spirituality.
Okay, what else? What's next?
Spirituality.
Okay.
Okay. But the material is really equipment, you see. It's a sorting thing. Put the P in.
he's here, he's been here, there's something just sort of that. No one has been here.
It says we're not interested. Where do we put that?
Yeah, that's going to be there.
Is that a membership requirement?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
About what?
Yeah.
I think, and
what are we talking about?
Where are we at?
We're not interested in what or how much you use, what your connections were.
The next chapter.
Yeah, anonymity.
How about how we can help?
Or what we're interested in.
Yeah. Yeah. What we're interested in.
I think anonymity should be able to do
you get to be one.
And attendance.
Yeah. No, you got to be
one. Good.
That looks good.
That cover it?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yay!
Simplicity.
I second that.
It doesn't matter, just wad them up.
Yes?
No. That is not it.
Okay, can we try even harder this time to remember that what we're looking for here is not specific, but category titles.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay. We are just looking for category pigeonholes. Okay. Who needs one? Everybody got one? Okay. Why are we here?
I mean,
would it be easier if I didn't stand in front of you? You still talking?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we want categories, right?
Category, pigeonhole title.
What did you say, Bendigo, though?
That we should, we're not looking for substance, we're looking for category titles. I don't know what I said.
Lay it back on the table.
Why don't we just say categories?
Yeah, categories. Category 1, 2, 3.
Why are we here?
I'm here because I'm not there.
I'm here because I'm not there.
Because I can't stay clean on myself.
Am I in the right place?
Why? Well, I'm here.
I like what you said about pain. I would have been here somehow.
What we used to be like?
Because we had to have something different. That's why we're here.
Because
you couldn't live?
I'm here because normal. I wasn't here.
Okay, living.
You couldn't live normally?
What, problems?
Yeah, problems. We're here because we got problems.
We could not manage.
Unmanageable?
Motivation? Coming?
Yeah.
Huh? Motivation.
Motivation, that's good.
Yeah, it starts out before coming, so that's what we used to be like.
Our motivation.
This is just a huge...
It doesn't even say coming, it says before coming.
It's okay not to be
motivation before coming. How about just the word motivation?
Well, could you use some material and synthesize it related to the four timing of those four stories?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I think y'all go for something like that because people going to come in later and they weren't privy to this discussion.
How about what happened when
we don't keep
like
it real simple. Like we say motivation and they won't know what the fuck we're talking about.
What brought us here?
What brought
Why
us here?
Why did we come?
Pain.
Yeah. You know, the answers are in the stats. We're just looking for the question.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But what got us here?
Okay, what got us here?
Got tired of getting loaded. That's okay.
And then what are we getting out of this program new course? That'll probably come up later, but
I'm glad it's creating new ideas.
If it does, it'll already be on the board. What do we get out of the program?
Okay, there's a what didn't work in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and all these methods that have failed for us.
That goes all the way down. That whole topic there covers all the way down.
Hey, put that up. Methods having failed.
What?
You get a broad category, methods having failed.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Roland. Who am I thinking?
Methods having failed.
Methods having failed, pain in courts.
Some of us, when we talk about this Twitter mouth, it's clear to us.
Some of us, point B, just mumble most of the time anyway. Having failed.
Pain and then courts.
How about at all costs?
Hope?
Or how about damage to families?
What?
Damage to families, but we place her use the head on.
Hope.
Let's move on to the next category. Put a Roman numeral too.
How about inability to accept personal responsibilities?
God's
incapable of facing.
I think the idea of seeking help from each other is probably the next idea.
How about the slowly committing suicide?
I don't see suicide in this chapter.
Yeah, it is.
But somebody brought it up to me that ought to be said today.
Huh?
Somebody brought it up to me that ought to be one of the categories.
Oh, I know. I think it should too. But that's part of what got us here.
Yeah, okay.
You're just saying you have an abnormally broad category established.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah, all those little things that got us here.
Well, I just don't want to.
How about we try everything else?
I don't want to have it too wide open because I don't want to
touch that. The next step.
Remember, we were looking for pigeonholes.
It says,
well,
at the very end, it says,
you're going to be weaving this basket, trying to get a good read.
It says, slowly committing suicide.
Yeah, that's our realization. I think that's our awakening, our spiritual awakening or something.
What'd you say, Lynn?
Didn't hear.
Okay.
Our realization.
Okay, you're looking for another category. We're here because the addict couldn't find recovery in AA. That's why NA is in existence. That's why NA is here.
We'll only say it.
Okay. What got us here? You know, I think what it's looking at is was our motivation. What got us here? What happened? We had a realization.
Okay, I'm thinking ahead a little bit. I just don't want to put one of the crews on flipping and pasting if the category is so broad that we'd do better to hand you the stack of the papers. You dig what I'm saying? We should break down. We shouldn't have categories too broad because then we won't be able to do any good in the second phase.
How about, can I change this? Can I put four subcategories on here? People, places, things, and methods?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I've got the seventh category outline.
Yeah. I think that's great. See, Greg is going to be getting some of you people to go over there with him and start synthesizing, start actually putting together some things we flipped and pasted yesterday in the first chapter.
Okay, that's good.
That's why if he's going to have to do that.
Okay, after that section, it says, all these methods having failed for us in desperation, and the next category should be sought help from each other in our fathers and mothers.
What? Not chapter.
Another subheading could be people, places, things, and experiences.
This is all about
that. No, that's okay.
Okay, seeking help in NA.
What keeps us coming back?
Is okay. All these things got us here. Somewhere along the line, we had a realization.
Yeah, we realized.
Okay.
All these methods have failed for us.
How about suffering from a disease? That would be a good category
for each other.
We're stepping on everybody's comments.
Yeah. I know.
It's okay.
Well, we're stable breathing.
I'm Dino Maddie. All these methods have been failed for us. In desperation, we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. That seems to be the next thing after all of that.
Right.
Sought help. Hope.
I had an idea. We're going to stay straight and sober and help other people stay straight and sober.
Also, when we get to writing the basic text, we ought to drop straight, including clean, so we have our own terminology. In some places in Frisco, getting straight means getting loaded. Other places, it means they're not gay.
I think that's been taken into consideration. That was mentioned in our group.
Yeah.
That was
mentioned at the World Service.
That's why it's a good idea to avoid slang, because slang changes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, really.
What chapter down for next?
We sought help from each other in NA.
Seeking help?
Sought help.
I think realize we were sick people because realization is distinct. It happens before you seek help and then sought help.
Okay,
realization
of need.
Realization.
Okay.
Realization.
Could be a spiritual awakening.
Seeking help.
And seek help.
Now, lack realization so much that it doesn't look like realizing.
Now,
then you handed that proxy.
How about, okay, in. And remember what Dean said, you know, that the line actually means seeking help from each other. You know, because that's important. In desperation, we sought help from each other. Because we've been going somewhere else. Okay?
We can do it right here, or I can't.
Why would you
sure.
Which falls into that?
Keep it numbers at 10.
Let's put recovery.
How about found help for the next one? We sought help and we found help.
How about basic recovery? That's part of why we're here. We'll detail it in another chapter.
Oh, by the way, Hank mentioned something, I don't know what it was, mentioned the numbers.
This is out of order. Because a lot of people don't realize until after they got here that they had a problem. And that's the order that we have here. It says, all these methods have been failed for us, we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. And it says, after coming to NA, we realized. Realization was after seeking help.
Okay, under seeking help, we could say we sought it and found it nowhere else but here.
That's, you know, that's part of this, what God's here, family, other places. Seem to have no
places, that's it, jails, institutions.
Methods, the things, methods and good for things. Okay, what else?
I think we ought to do a collection of brief material on. They'll probably be in this chapter by sorting about the. We realized we were sick people suffering from disease category, just some real basic. Disease concept is applied to why we're here, not elaborated the way it will be in the other chapter.
Okay, why don't we keep that in mind? It comes under realization.
How about for the last category, I'm here because it works? If it didn't work, I'd be dead. I wouldn't be here. It works. That's what it says. It says it's a program that works for 1 million people. And, you know, you go, it works for a million people just as gravely addicted to alcohol as I am to drugs. Before, hey, maybe it'll work for me. That's a pretty low.
Before that, let's talk about recovery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, because of statistics.
Recovery.
And then it talks about it works.
We'll cover the gratitude in the forward or introduction.
And it talks about it works.
I'm going to put a slash on that.
Okay.
Next chapter. You got it, Madam Secretary? Is there anything else?
Can we talk
about it? Is there any big thing? Hey, yes, you're going over material, but you found stuff that isn't in any of these things, but fits under why we're here, you know, then we have a
category. That's your primary category.
This section doesn't put gratitude though. Even though it's said someplace else, it still says it right in the bottom that we're grateful for it working.
Why?
Recovery, you put it under recovery, right? Just, in, you know, slash or whatever.
What happened to the history that NA came from AA?
That's going to be covered before.
Introduction. How about the, is the category of we have to give away to keep it? Because we're here in the beginning. Why we're here in the beginning is different from why we're here in ongoing recovery in a sense. Should we put in that give it away to keep it idea now or not? Because that's part of the reason we're here in time.
Yeah, I think the first part of this is more like why we came, and the second part is kind of like why we stayed, starting in here after the real point of realization. Here I'm seeking help.
Separated into two categories then?
Well, no, I think there are more, but is there even over category?
Can we? I dig your point. I think it's a very, very good point. But I just think the give it away is a big aspect.
Well, that's why we stayed. It isn't on here. This will break up to why we came, why we stayed.
Yeah.
Giving it away is in the gratitude.
Yeah.
Why we came.
I think
my gratitude speaks to that.
There may be some categorical information that fits on ongoing recovery.
Okay. Why don't we put super categories? Why we came and why we stayed, and then subcategories, what got us here, seeking help, realization, recovery, and gratitude. And the gratitude includes helping.
Isn't there a simple way to
That's a little bit like came to get,
what it was
stayed
like
to get.
After what it was like now?
Yeah.
That's a little bit like came to get and stayed to give. But anyway, I'm satisfied with myself.
Okay, is this going to do it? Hey, as we go over the fifth year, this will probably change. But this is good enough to start with?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, folks.
Not
one more time.
Can we keep some sanity?
Is this written down anywhere? I think it's beautiful. Is it written down anywhere?
Keep it simple.
The whole thing. No, not for the record. What I'd like to do is erase this and somebody put it back up later. Does anybody object to my erasing this so we can use the blackboard?
No.
You put it back on that.
I didn't put it up.
Whoever put it up.
Now I'll just put the last up. Okay, erase that. You must not.
I said,
"Get out of the room."
Okay. Let's not get through.
5 minutes. What are you doing?
I'm looking at this, and I think we got something so heavy there that we better go and track down that kind of chapter. You haven't even seen the literature.
So has it been?
Hey, Bo, what was it? We got a stack that high of just how it works there.
About that much.
That's still killing me.
Responsible when somebody took it, probably didn't steal it, or just placed it.